With growing interest in private flying, members of the Automobile Association formed an aviation section with the object of surveying landing grounds, providing information about facilities, and producing air route maps. Their national scheme involved inspecting and approving aerodromes, Vernon included. Registered at location TL9595, they stated that there was no fuel on site, but it could be ordered in advance from P. Newell Pettycrow, the yacht outfitters of Belvedere Road, or from Crouch Engineering. Onward road transport could be organised by a Mr. Bridge of Lillian Road. There was a telephone at the new Royal Corinthian building, opened in 1931 and just 250 yards away, and those wanting to stay were directed to the White Hart Hotel. The airstrip continued in regular use until the eve of the Second World War, when, in common with most British civil aerodromes, it was closed. Flying officially ceased there on September 3, 1939, and on May 26, 1940, the Air Ministry decreed that it should be obstructed to prevent landings by airborne enemy forces. The site was later surveyed for potential use as an American bomber base, but the scheme was never progressed. As Paul Doyle stated in his book in 1997, no trace of aerial activities remain, and the southern part now plays host to a holiday caravan park. However, he concludes with an intriguing reference to the airfield's old windsock, which at that time had ended up in a barn at Burnham Wick Farm. Since then, of course, the plaque has appeared, reminding us that as well as a place that flourishes on boating, this was also once an active centre for aviation.